Welcome to American Education FM, everybody. I'm Dr. Sean Brooks. First of all, I want to take a second and thank Frank from Quite Frankly, the Quite Frankly podcast, for having me back on his show. I was on his show on Tuesday night. Cool episode. It's just a killer show all around. And I just wanted to thank him again for having me on. I highly recommend checking out his show. I listen to it constantly, watch it constantly. He's on DLive. If you don't know what that is, download the app on your phone, and then in the search box, type in Quite Frankly, and you can view the show that way. He's also on YouTube, although I think he's streaming away from that shortly. And he's everywhere where podcasts are listened to. So again, I want to thank him for having me on his program again. Through his program, and when I was on Tuesday, I received some fantastic correspondence from a number of different individuals regarding my own podcast here, and them asking questions and telling their stories and wanting to tell their stories on my podcast about what they've experienced and what they've seen. And over the next few podcasts here, including Sunday morning, I'll be airing a interview with a parent who comes from a school district not too far from where I live in a different state. Although, and they have some very interesting information to share. And to be honest, it's quite horrific. But I want to thank them for getting a hold of me, and make sure you check that out on Sunday. Another individual got in touch with me and emailed me and asked me about this online homeschooling program that his daughters are apparently, or his daughter, rather, is involved in. And both he and his wife have signed their daughter up for this homeschooling virtual school program, and the program is called Calvert Education, and the website is calverteducation.com, C-A-L-V-E-R-T education.com. So very briefly, I'm going to kind of read this quick little email, and then I bounced over to calverteducation.com, and I got to tell you, it is fantastic. Just from what I've seen and reading through it quickly, it's simple, it's to the point. In fact, it looks like what education is supposed to be. And I got to tell you, it's just great news when someone gets in touch with me about a successful education program. And so I want to make this, again, widely available to anybody. I highly recommend checking out the website and doing your own homework on it. The course offerings seem fantastic. It's grades 3 through 12. But first, let me read his email and give you a bit of an idea as to where he's coming from on this, because he seems to really enjoy it, as does his wife and his child. It says, from my understanding, it's run out of Iowa. They've been around for over 110 years, and they are accredited, and also in 90 other countries. CalvertEducation.com is the website. To be honest, so far, I've seen my daughter grow in her school skills with the academy. I just don't want to be misled, and I have listened to you and others on how bad the school system can be. That is mostly the reason for the email. I value your opinion. Thank you for your time. I did not find an application. If I remember correctly, you submit that you would like more information. They will contact you and set everything up as far as the student's skill level and where to place them. Last night, my wife and I went through her second grade books. My wife even said that she will be learning new things. They are teaching all amendments to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and cursive handwriting. Unquote. So there you go. And then what I did, of course, is simply bounced over to the website. And let me go through the pricing of the website first, or the subscribing to this online education program and this homeschooling program, because again, it's beyond fair, and it looks fantastic. An individual online plan for one student for an entire year is $400. That's beyond fair, or it's $40 a month. The family online plan for up to three students is $700 a year, or $70 a month. So again, this is grades 3 through 12, and that's the tuition, and it seems absolutely fantastic. Now let me run through these individual courses, because they seem, again, fantastic. This is grades 3 through 8. They have math, history, geography, science, language arts, and spelling. I'll tell you what, the simple fact that they have spelling as its own course is glorious. I mean, that's fantastic. Because unfortunately, in public schools, they've gotten to the point where they don't care how students spell, just as long as they're writing things out. It's just like grammar. It's the total absence of grammar. And there's a word for it, and I should know it, but I don't. And it has to do with the lackadaisical nature of the English language and how we're watching the English language in front of our own eyes become completely perverse. And words that are supposed to be pronounced a very specific way are not being pronounced the way that they're supposed to be. So there's a phrase for that, and I forget it, which sucks. But anyway, okay, math grades 3 through 8, and they just have them numbered. Math 300, math 400, math 500, so on and so on and so on. Same thing with history and geography, same thing with science, same thing with language arts, and then same thing with spelling. And they have 3 spelling courses, spelling 300, spelling 400, spelling 500. Now let me go into the individual courses here from the high school level. Math, English, science, history and geography, and then electives. I'm going to read through each of these. Under math, they have algebra fundamentals, algebra 1, geometry fundamentals, geometry, algebra 2 fundamentals, algebra 2, precalculus, coordinated algebra, analytic geometry, and advanced algebra. Those are the high school math courses. High school English courses: English fundamentals, English 1, English 2 fundamentals, English 2, English 3 fundamentals, English 3, English 4 fundamentals, English 4. Science courses: earth science, integrated physics and chemistry, biology, chemistry, and physics. History and geography: world history, U.S. history, foundations to present, U.S. history, reconstruction to present, economics, and government. And then electives, and there are a bunch. Art history: business computer information systems, civics, civil war, consumer math, digital arts, environmental science, essentials of business, essentials of communication, French 1, French 2, health education, media studies, money matters A, money matters B. Thank God for that, by the way. They don't teach students about money management. I mean, I know that there are schools that do, but many don't. And it also should be a mandatory college class, I might add, while they're being robbed at college. Anyway, music appreciation, music theory, personal and family living, personal financial literacy, there you go, physical education, physical fitness, probability and statistics A, psychology, Spanish 1, Spanish 2, Spanish 3, technology and research, and trigonometry. Those are the high school electives. Now, it could just be me, but I didn't catch a single gender theory course in there, a Marxist course in there, critical race theory course. I didn't catch any of that. Sounds pretty nice. Nice change of pace. See how simple things can be? See how simple and straightforward education can be without indoctrinating people? Not to mention the likelihood of those being embedded in these courses is slim. I gotta tell you, Calvert Education, CalvertEducation.com, seems 100% fantastic at face value. It seems great. So again, my recommendation is you look this up, do your own homework on it, do your own research on it. They claim to be international, which means they're interstate, which is fantastic. And there you go. There's a healthy option. There's a healthy alternative right there. And I bet nobody gets punched in the face. I bet nobody gets swirled. I bet nobody gets pantsed at Calvert Education. Because there you go. Homeschool, virtual. Look it up, people. It's a beautiful thing. And thank you again to the individual who emailed me and let me know about this. It's absolutely fantastic. So keep the emails coming. Keep letting me know about successful programs like this and what your experience has been with them. We gotta let people know about these and share this kind of information. So thanks again. Thank you for listening to American Education FM. Don't forget to check out AmericanEducationFM.com, where you can make a small donation or even email us and be a guest on the podcast. Until next time, never stop learning, never stop reading, and never stop unlearning. Thanks for listening, and God bless.